In unserem nächsten Beitrag möchten wir euch auf ein besonderes Festival im Oktober aufmerksam machen. Das Festival, was wir euch vorstellen wollen, nennt sich FamHive. Und der Name lässt ja schon ahnen, worum es bei diesem Ereignis gehen wird. Wir wollten mehr dazu wissen, deshalb sprach Marek Sancho mit Angie und Elliot, der GründerInnen und Co-OrganisatorInnen von FamHive. Auch dieses Interview gibt es jetzt in Englisch und auch dafür gibt es direkt im Anschluss eine kleine deutsche Zusammenfassung.
My name is Elliot. I'm from the US. I've lived in Berlin for 5 years and I'm a filmmaker and I also work in performing arts and heritage studies. Besides doing FamHive with Angie right now, I'm doing a heritage and arts conference research platform and also a documentary film about boy identity and women's prison in the US.
All right, my name is Angie, I'm from Austria. I am a doctoral student, so I'm writing a dissertation right now. I'm also one of the organizers for FamHive, and apart from that, I organize a queer salon, which happens about every 6 weeks, called Salon 4 or Salon 4.
So what's FamHive about?
FamHive is a fabulous name that Angie came up with. And the subtitle or whatever is the Berlin Femme/Queer Feminine Conference. Yeah, so FamHive was kind of like a catchy name, and the idea is not only is this like a conference, but we wanted to kind of like be playful with the idea of like a hive mind, of getting people together, of like queen bees, all these different potential puns and plays on words that we've been having a lot of fun with.
And honey.
And honey. So the idea for FamHive has been inspired by a series of events and groups and activism in the queer scene in Berlin around queer femme identity. I was part of starting the Berlin Femme Mafia. I think it was about 5 years ago now, and then the first Femme show. That was followed by another Femme show organized by some other people, and so now the idea of this conference just basically came from a Facebook rant about feeling frustrated about lack of dialogue and visibility and so forth. One thing that's been inspiring it also is the Queer Fat Femme clothing swap, which had its fourth gathering something in Berlin, and that has had really, really just such a nice group of people, really positive, really just a really inspiring, warm environment. And I think having that kind of community feeling again has really inspired wanting to do something a bit more. So that the clothing swap will be incorporated into the conference also.
I think it's also important to see that femme is an identity that doesn't really exist very much in Germany. So our idea was also to give Berlin, or to enable a dialogue or open up a space where you can have a dialogue or a discussion about what queer femininity is in this scene. So it's not so much about importing maybe an American identity that's established there, but finding out what it is in a Berlin context and in a European context as well. The conference is focused here, and also we hope that a lot of people from Berlin come, and we also speak German, so you can, it's not just English.
I mean, I think some of the stuff that's been really nice in the conversations that me and Angie have had around what we want to focus on is, I don't know, I would start by saying aspects of like feminism, this idea of Berlin, I think, has a really great like queer feminist culture. But I think that there's a lot of lacking awareness around femme or queer femininity as like actually an intentional subversive queer identity. I still get the impression that a lot of people have more of this idea of it being very heteronormative, that it's not freaky or subversive in these different ways. We've really worked on having the aspect of femme, I think, is normally more like femme dykes, and I think that that's a big part of how I relate to it, which is part of my cultural background coming from the US, but our concept is very also like trans inclusive, and I think that there's a lot of different people who have aspects of femme identity. And I think my experience of the discomfort around expressing queer femininity in queer spaces has to do with sexism that I think hasn't been addressed. And so that's kind of one of the things around creating space that's positive, that's celebratory, where people can just dress up and have fun, and just that as an act as being political, but also having dialogue about critically analyzing how people actually like view femininity. Is it heteronormative? Is it weak? Is it selling out? You know, whatever projections people have. And I think part of the reason for the name of the conference also is it's not just femme, because femme, I think, in my experience, has a very specific cultural background, like this thing Angie said about having a background from the US and England. And so the reason it's called femme / queer feminine is because in Germany, I feel like, or in a lot of other European countries, I've gone up to people where I assumed that they maybe identified as femme, started having a conversation with them about it, and then they were like, I don't identify as this at all. And I was kind of not expecting that, I guess. And so I think for me, it's about creating space for people who don't necessarily identify with this label or identity, but who do express themselves in a feminine way, or people that are also like questioning this or are kind of like closeted about wanting to express femininity. I think for us, the idea of having a femme only conference really is a disservice to the community and people who want to, should be included in this kind of space to explore this part of themselves. So that's part of the context, like how that it's specific for Berlin, in the sense that not so many people identify as femme per se, but we want everyone who's like also feminine somehow to come. Yeah.
I want to stress that it's a very playful sort of space. So usually the planning came about mostly with, oh my God, we should do, you know, something crazy. And we're like, okay, we do this. And then we're going to have, I don't know, lots of nail polish and lots of glitter. Glitter is an item on the, like, on the budget, you know. So glitter and just possibilities of expressing yourself, you know, making a magazine or working on a collage or changing clothes or doing crafts, you know. It's not just, or not only, not goes beyond like discussions. If you like, if someone doesn't feel like discussing something very complicated or something they feel is complicated, it's totally okay to just come along and hang out. And I think that's also something that we don't have in Berlin, like a space that maybe you can be political, but you don't have to be. You can just sit in the corner and like crochet if you want. Mm-hmm. I might do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what I was trying to express with like the idea of just having fun and getting dressed up and having a fashion show with like
glitter,
but also like, you know, like the part of the clothing swap in the fashion show has like a fat positive, body positive aspect to it, and you know, just like the act of having a party that celebrates like femininity where people can explore that and just act it out as opposed to sitting around talking about it is a form of activism when that's not something that's existing so much, you know. I mean, I can't tell you, like, almost every femme friend that I have in Berlin, like, it's like if you get dressed up and go to a party, like, people like will not even look at you or engage with you, even compliment on the fact that you spent maybe a lot of effort on putting yourself together. And it's not about I don't know. I mean, I think that it's very easy to fall into this kind of complaining dialogue around like, I'm femme in Berlin, so I can't get dates. And I think that's not helpful. I think the point is just about like seeing the value in queer femininity and feeling like if you're at a queer space, that people actually see you as queer, you know, and feeling valued. So it's complicated. And I think that for me, the thing I keep coming back to is like, how non-heteronormative it is actually. And I think that this is something where I think there's a lot of missing perception, because I think my gender, for example, is very complicated. It's very queer. It's very genderqueer in a lot of ways and stuff. And because it's feminine presenting, people, I think, miss a lot of those points. So, you know, there's a lot of space for conversation and playing with the complexity of that.
Will there also be place or space for like more low-level conversations? Because all what you told is more like still a bit academic, but is there also space or provided where people just can get together and talk about their everyday experience at work or at the amt or whatever, like a more practical space somehow?
Maybe we can talk about just the program, just so that people get kind of an overview. Like, basically, the program for the conference is, it's roughly 3 days, 2.5, something like this. It'll most likely be October 10th through 12th. We're just confirming venues, but we'll just say that's when it is. And there's going to be, yeah, like a party, but it's also like with a fashion show and performances, and then there will be skill shares and workshops. And the workshops are not just sitting around talking about gender identity politics forever, because I don't want to do that all day. Like, for example, we have somebody giving a workshop on science fiction and femme nerdiness. And like, we talked about like playing with this idea. I mean, I don't know if this will happen, but this idea of like bees and like the current situation with bees and like...
And the Borg.
Well, the Borg.
Bees
and the Borg and Star Trek. Yes, that's a very important point. But also the fact of like what's happening to bees in the world right now with like, you know, environmental awareness and like, I don't know. And we want to have like zine stuff and books and crafting. We'll have a craft area. So, and there's a cake stand, also like cupcakes. And so the clothing swap, there's a lot of spaces where there's space for informal conversation, and just doing things together as opposed to just sitting around talking about them. And whoever participates in, I mean, we're still having an open call right now for workshops, panels, Skillshare, also models for the fashion show, like performers. We're doing a short film program also. There's a lot of things. So, you know, it's also what people contribute. And while it is focused on Berlin and Germany, there's a lot of people, for example, coming from Hamburg, which is really great. We also do have people internationally who are going to be coming from London, Brussels, and Paris, I assume, at this point. So, yeah, it'll be really nice.
And who is invited to the conference?
The conference basically is open for everyone. But it does have a femme/queer feminine focus. So we want to have this, because there is so little visibility in Berlin, we have imagined this space as a space for femmes. We are very happy, obviously, if allies also come. And I think there are, actually, we've heard from people who are very interested in coming, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's, it's important. Not to shut yourself away from the scene, since the whole point is getting more visibility. It would not make sense to, you know, shut everyone else out, especially for the party, by the way. But we do, like, if some organizers for workshops, for example, wants to have a femme-only space, we will definitely make that happen as well.
Yeah, and one thing we're actually looking for is people to volunteer or offer a workshop on how to be a femme ally, for example. So, like, this would be a really great opportunity for dialogue for people.
And on your webpage, you write quite a long text about what allies should think about before coming to the conference, actually. So could you say a few words about it?
Yeah, I think on the website we clarify aspects around what it means to be an ally, because I think actually it came up through a discussion with somebody who wanted to get involved in the organizing, who felt concerned about negative experiences they'd had in the past in Berlin with spaces that were supposed to be about being femme. So I think it's not meant to scare people or be intimidating. It's more something where it's like, you know, it's helpful to go into detail a bit. And yeah, it's just more meant as like giving tools and you know, I mean, if people have feedback on it or questions, like, we're more than happy to have dialogue about it or people to get in touch with us. So
just thought it's great, but it's normally missing on conferences that you have like a kind of explanation, and it could be used for other contexts pretty well.
Yeah.
So not like femme specific, but whatever, inter-specific, trans-specific conferences.
Sure.
Because,
Yeah, because I mean, I think the aspect of allies is like super important. And I know, I think the idea of being a femme ally is not something that I've experienced with other people bringing up or having awareness of before, but when it does happen, it's like makes my heart melt. It's really like, and like I do have like some of my close friends who like really identify as femme allies, and like have we have conversations about it, and this for me is like it really makes a very, very big difference. I don't know, I just think it's really important, and it helps frame dialogue. And in the text around being an ally, we made it very, very clear that there's how do I say this? Like, that it's not about like being the right kind of ally. It's about a learning process and a growing process. And there's not like, if you mess up, you're going to be banned. The point that we wanted to make around clarifying what it means to be an ally is that it's not about policing people, that it's about like, you know, we're very much coming from this like peace and love perspective. But it's really, I think it's about like healing as a community and learning and growing. Like, I think this kind of fear tactic of if you mess up, then you're like banned and you're like a bad person. Like, I think this kind of way of dealing with politics and queer community is very traumatizing, I think is not helpful. Like, we really promote or are going to try to promote a space where people like have the opportunity to learn about what it means to be an ally. And like, I mean, I hope we have an ally workshop and stuff where people can like ask stupid questions and like not be afraid of like getting in trouble for not knowing the right answer. Cause I think, you know, that doesn't help anybody. And, you know, we want to bring everybody with us.
So, and if people want to get to know something more about the conference, where could they find this?
Well, we are completely entrenched in all social networks. No, we have a Facebook, of course. Which is facebook.com/femhive. There is also Twitter, same thing, twitter.com/femhive. And also we have a website, femhive.com, where we are constantly updating. So we just put up the German version and put up the information that you mentioned before. So we went into more detail. Soon we're going to have a page with the first sort of bits of programming on them. We're going to have some information on the venues as soon as we fix them. So I think just check back with the website every once in a while and maybe follow us on Facebook. So we usually put the updates up there.
Yeah. And I would just encourage people to get in contact with, you can write to us on the contact form, which also just goes to our email. So you can email us. It's femhive@gmail.com. Pretty consistent. That's good. but also there's an open call form on the website, both in German and in English, and also a get involved form. So people who just want to be involved during the conference or the month before, or if they want to get involved now. Yeah, I mean, right now the main goal has been fixing the dates and venues, but I think we have pretty much figured that out for the most part. So yeah, the second weekend in October, I think the 10th through the 12th, and using Schwitz and also...
Gelegenheiten in Weserstraße.
Yeah.
And Cafetisch in Weserstraße, and probably a third venue.
Yeah.
It's going to be either Weserstraße or very close by.
Yeah.
And everything is in walking distance in heels. So so you can walk everything in heels. It's fine.
Yeah.
And it's also wheelchair accessible, all venues, or not all?
The Gelegenheiten, also Cafetisch is definitely accessible. Gelegenheiten we're going to make accessible. And I think that's going to go for all the other venues. So that's something we definitely look for. Okay, so maybe if someone has very specific needs, they can contact us. That's totally no problem, and we'll accommodate somehow. We'll find a way to work it out.
And now that we have kind of finalized when it exactly it will be soon on the website, we'll also have a pre-registration form with information about accessibility needs and language needs, etc. Because I think it's also really helpful for us to know like how many people are maybe coming so we can, you know, kind of plan for that. So,
And one thing I wanted to add is if you think now that you listen to this, that there's something missing, or a language or an issue or whatever, it would be very nice to let us know, because my personal wish for the, you know, honey fairy, basically, to make one bad pun. So my wish would be that that we sort of together or as a community have the best event that we can. And I'm sort of worried that maybe afterwards someone will be like, you didn't do this, and I will have to feel bad.
No, but I think the other point is some people have given us feedback around, like, for example, translation in Turkish and Arabic, and we found somebody actually to help translate, but the problem is that we need people to also join us in the organizing effort so that we can, you know, help facilitate and curate this appropriately. So, so this is also us, like, asking for people to get involved in the organizing, not just giving feedback, but actually, like, stepping up to be involved, so to realize that, because we are just, at this point, mostly just the two of us, and we only have so much capacity, so it's also the responsibility of the community to help make it successful. Yeah.
Do you want to add something? Because I can't think about anything you didn't mention, actually.
I think it's like, you know, I mean, I think one of our main goals is just like, I just want to play dress up and have fun and eat cake. I mean, you know, and have fun with other people. I think that that's a good reason to come together.
Marek Sancho sprach mit Angie und Elliot über die FAMHIVE. Hier eine winzig kleine Zusammenfassung des Interviews auf Deutsch. Die FAMHIVE ist ein Festival, eine Konferenz oder einfach ein Ort, wo FAMs queere Weiblichkeiten, Unterstützerinnen bzw. Verbündete gemeinsam einen FAM-positiven Raum in Berlin schaffen und miteinander ins Gespräch kommen wollen. Es soll ein Raum sein, in dem FAMs voneinander lernen und sich freundschaftlich unterstützen können. Und es soll ein Raum jenseits von Körpernormen werden. Es wird eine Menge Glitzer und Kuchen geben. Eine Klamottenecke und einfach einen Raum, in dem sich alle wohlfühlen, gemeinsam ins Gespräch kommen oder einfach nur entspannen und Kuchen essen können. Die FAMHIVE soll vom 10. bis 12. Oktober in verschiedenen Räumen in Berlin-Neukölln stattfinden. Alle Räume werden Rolli zugänglich gemacht und befinden sich in einer Nachbarschaft. Und jetzt seid ihr gefragt. Die FAMHIVE sucht immer noch dringend nach Menschen, die mitorganisieren wollen, die beim Festival direkt unterstützen, einen Workshop geben oder auf der Bühne stehen mögen. Für mehr Infos schaut einfach im Internet unter famhive.com. Dort findet ihr bald auch das Programm und die endgültigen Infos zu den Veranstaltungsräumen.